Righteous and the Wicked. This is Malachi, chapter 3. This is the fourth part of the series on the righteous and the wicked. In my heart and in my spirit, I believe this is what the Lord is confronting now, and then going to execute his judgments for or against. Malachi chapter 3. This is about, Behold, I will send my messenger before, and he shall, Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord, whom you seek, shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant, whom you delight in. Behold, he shall come, says the Lord of hosts. When the Lord spoke of his second return, he said, No man knows the day or hour, but it will come as a thief in the night. So beware, keep yourself. It shall come suddenly. He shall come suddenly. We will be eating and drinking, marrying, giving in marriage, buying and selling. And then the end shall come suddenly, it says in Matthew 24. But who may abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appears? But he is like, for he is like a refiner's fire and like a fuller's soap. And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. And he shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver. That they, okay, so they're not, they need some cleaning up here. They're pretty dirty. And these are the sons of Levi, those who minister in the temple. The temple, we are the temple. Those who minister in the body of Christ need some cleaning up. They need some purging, that they may offer to the Lord an offering in righteousness. Then shall the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasant to the Lord, as in the days of old, as in the former years. Okay, here we go. Verse 5. And I will come near to you to judgment, and I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers, all the sorcerers, witches, warlocks, all of you, a swift witness, and against the adulterers, and against the false swears, and against those that oppress the hireling in his wages. We don't want to do that. You want to give a fair wage. You want to give what was asked, or if they ask too much, or what you agreed upon. And just don't assume and take advantage of people. It's wrong. And I've seen it in many circumstances, especially the Lord's servants. The labor is worthy of their hire. The widow and the fatherless. And that turn aside the stranger from his right and fear not me, says the Lord of hosts. For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. Even from the days of your fathers, you are gone away from my ordinances, and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. But you said, Wherein shall we return? Will a man rob God? Yea, you have robbed me. But you say, Wherein have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings. Okay, God blesses you, and you don't give him the resources to those who serve him to do as they are called to do. They're the Lord's servants. They represent him. And therefore you withhold from the Lord. You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring you all the tithes into the storehouse, and there be meat in my house. And prove me now herewith, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour out you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vineyard cast out her fruits before the time in the field, says the Lord of hosts. And all the nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be a delightful land, says the Lord. And woe to you who steal and take and thieve and lie and cheat those who serve the Lord. It's the same as doing it to the Lord. They are not the Lord. And you don't think God's going to hold you accountable? Indeed, He will hold you accountable. Right, I'm not going to go on with Malachi. The next section, and I think I'll go there right now, is Deuteronomy 28. And this talks, he says, okay, so these people, these kind of people have come under a curse. All right, because they have broken God's commandments. Do you think as Christians that you can get away with what we used to call greasy grace? I mean, sloppy agape. Do you really think that there's more latitude for you to continue in sin? Or what about the leaders who know what is the right thing to do? What about the leaders who don't know the right thing to do? Okay? And they continue to sin against the Lord. Said, as you show yourself approved, a workman of God, rightly dividing, rightly in righteousness, dividing, parsing out, sectioning out the word of the Lord. I am not going to read the entire chapter of Deuteronomy. I'm not. But you go read it, because this is what was read at the two mountains in Shechem, Nablus now, between Mount Gebal and Mount Gerizim on one side. They read the blessings, they read the cursings, and then they read the what happens. Okay, so. But it shall come to pass, if you will not hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, to observe to do all the commandments and the statutes which I command you this day, that all these curses shall come upon you and will overtake you. Cursed shall you be in the city, and cursed shall you be in the field, and cursed shall be your basket and your store. Cursed shall be the fruit of your body and the fruit of your land, the increase of your cattle and the flocks of your sheep. Cursed shall you be when you come in, and cursed shall you be when you go out. The Lord shall send upon you cursing, vexation, and rebuke in all that you set your hand to do, until you be destroyed and until you perish quickly, because of the wickedness of your doings whereby you have forsaken me. The Lord shall make pestilence cling to you until it has consumed you from off the land where you go to possess it. The Lord shall smite you with a consumption and with a fever and with an inflammation and with an extreme burning and with a sword and with a blasting and with mildew, and they shall pursue you until you perish. And your heaven that is over your head shall be brass, and the earth that is under you shall be iron. The Lord shall make you the rain, shall make the rain of the land powder and dust. From heaven shall it come down upon you until you be destroyed. The Lord shall cause you to be smitten before your enemies. You shall go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them, and shall be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth. And your carcasses shall be meat to all the fowls of the earth and to the beasts of the earth, and no man shall fray them away. And the Lord will smite you with this botch of Egypt, and with the hemorrhoids, and with the scab, and with the itch, whereof you cannot be healed. And the Lord shall smite you with madness and blindness and astonishment of heart. And you shall grope at noonday as the blind gropes in darkness. And you shall not prosper in your ways, and you shall only be oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save you. You shall betroth the wife, and another shall lie with her. And you shall, build a house, and you shall not. You shall build a house, and you shall not dwell therein. And you shall plant a vineyard, and you shall not gather the grapes thereof. And your ox shall be slain before your eyes, and you shall not eat whereof your ass shall be violently taken away from before your face, and you shall not be restored to you. Your sheep shall be given to your enemies, and you shall have none to rescue them. Your sons and your daughters shall be given to another people, and your eyes shall look and fail with the longing for them all day long, and there shall be no might in your hand. And the fruit of your land, all your labor, shall a nation which you know not eat up, and you shall be only oppressed and crushed ways, so that you shall be mad for the sight of their eyes which you shall see. And the Lord will smite you in the knees and in the legs with a sore boss that cannot be healed, from your sole of your foot to the top of your head. And the Lord shall bring you and your king, which he shall set over you, to a nation which neither you nor your fathers have known. And there you shall serve other gods of wood and stone. And you shall become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all the nations where the Lord shall lead you. And you shall carry much seed out into the land, and shall gather but little in, for the locust shall consume it. And you shall plant vineyards and dress them, but neither drink of the wine, neither the grapes, for the worms shall eat them. And you shall have olive trees throughout all your coasts, but you shall not anoint yourself with oil, for your olive shall cast its fruits. You shall have fathers, sons, and daughters, but you shall not enjoy them, for they shall go into captivity. All your trees and fruit of your land shall the locust consume. The stranger that is inside you shall get up and very above you very high, and you shall come down very low. He shall lend to you, and you shall not lend to him. He shall be the head, and you shall be the tail. More of all these curses shall come upon you, and you shall pursue you and overtake you till you be destroyed, because you hearken not to the voice of the Lord your God to keep his commandments and his statutes which he commanded you. And they shall be upon you for a sign and for wonder, and upon your seed forever, because you serve not the Lord your God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. Therefore you shall serve your enemies, which the Lord shall send against you in hunger and in thirst and in darkness and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon your neck until he have destroyed you. And the Lord shall bring a nation against you from afar, from the ends of the earth, as swift as the eagle flies, of a nation whose tongue you shall not understand, a nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, and show favor to the young. And he shall eat the fruit of your cattle and the fruit of your land until you be destroyed, which shall not. And you shall have neither corn nor wine or oil, the increase of your cattle or flocks of your sheep, until it has destroyed you. Okay. Now that was verse 51. Now I'm going to come to pass. down here. Where it says. It goes on for all the curses. Believe me, there's many curses. And then it says, you will be expelled from the land. That the land will vomit you out and expel you. Because the land cries out because of the blood that's upon it. And so there's expulsion that's going on. And people are leaving places in immigration. So we must be careful, even when the stranger comes to our land, to give them their right, but to discern whether they're being expelled for their wickedness. And the righteous will be established in the land to steward it according to the Lord's commandments. Did you hear me? According to the Lord's commandments, not the commandments of men. In Jesus' name.